sippy cup, mommy sippy cup, mommy sippy, mommy sippy, mommy sippy cup.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour. It's me and my bestie, Angela. How you guys doing?
It's just me and you. It's weird. But I love you.
I love you too. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here too. I missed you.
I missed you too. It's been a rough, I don't know how many, how long has it been?
I think it's been a few weeks, at least 3 weeks, I feel like, since I've seen you.
I know. It's been a long time. And I'm sorry. I know. I got sick with my tummy.
Yeah, it's definitely your fault.
It's all my fault.
No, you can't help when you get sick.
I know, it sucks. But yeah, and I'm like, I'm just gonna stay away from everybody. I love y'all, but I'm gonna stay away for a little bit. And then I got the stupid cold. Mm-hmm. So just, I think it's more allergies than anything else. Because when all the rain started falling, and that's when my nose got stuffy. You can hear my stuffy nose.
Yeah, my allergies have been terrible, so I can relate.
Well,
I'm just on a lot of meds right now.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be like all natural. I've been doing like neti pots like the nasal douching. Do you know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I will not do that. My doctor is like, you need to do, I can't remember what it's called now, the technical term for it, but I was like, no.
Nasal douching.
Shockingly, that is not the term she used for it. But no, I did, that stuff freaks me out.
It is, it's something. But it's also very rewarding.
TMI.
Aww. But anyway, so I've been doing that, and I'm trying to like do like cayenne and turmeric and ginger, but whenever you have allergies, that doesn't really help.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, well, you know, it's keeping me healthier, I guess. And then I'm just like, I'm on like a little nose spritz thing, mm-hmm. and taking my Zyzol, because Zyzol is my favorite thing in the whole world.
I know, I started that a few weeks ago.
It's fantastic.
It is. It's way better than Claritin.
Way better than Claritin. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing Zyzol. But anyway, you know what else I've been doing this summer?
Drinking tequila.
Tequila Old Fashions. And I seriously, like, okay, so Wisconsin Old Fashioned, for those of you who aren't from Wisconsin, it's usually consists of a whiskey or a bourbon or a brandy, which is my personal favorite.
Mine too.
But I discovered you can make them with tequila as well, and they're so freaking good.
Yeah, we didn't know this was a thing. And now that we do, it's become a big thing.
Yes. And I found my new favorite tequila,
which I haven't tried yet, so I'm very excited.
It's called 21 Seeds. They're infused tequilas. So I got two of them. I have the cucumber jalapeno. It's a Blanco.
Wait, what is your heritage again?
It's a Blanco tequila.
Mike has rubbed off on you.
I know. It's infused with cucumber and jalapeno and other natural flavors. And then I also got a Valencia orange, which, ta-da, it's infused with Valencia oranges.
That's shocking.
I know. So I do have the little shots of tequila here. And I think the jalapeno one is in the little...
Yes, I was smelling them, and I was like, ooh, I can smell spicy. I don't love cucumber, but I appreciate the jalapeno.
So. All right, so I want us to just try.
Okay.
Isn't that delicious?
Oh, yeah, that is good.
It's like real... You can really taste the cucumber. You can really taste the jalapeno.
Yeah, you definitely get both. And mm-hmm. It doesn't taste fake.
No.
Which I appreciate.
It is so yummy. So
that is good.
Oh, you know what? I just cleared my sinuses. Hello.
The jalapeno.
It's the alcohol.
Yeah, the alcohol. So, funny story. I went out to dinner with John and Lisa on Friday, and we ordered, well, we ended up at Margaritas, and then we went to Amphora Wine Bar. And I got a glass of the port wine, which I think is just flavorful and yummy and a little bit sweet and super smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And I let them both try it, and they were both like coughing, like, oh my God, it's so strong. And then I'm just sitting there like, I had a couple of glasses of it.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what does that say about me?
Oh.
Have I become a seasoned drinker?
I think so. Do you want to try the orange one now?
Yes.
The Valencia orange.
Mm-hmm. You get orange and then you get burn.
Mm-hmm. It's brilliant, but you get like the really nice like orange
rind. They're still
rind.
Orange, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's still orange flavor with the burn.
Yeah. So guess what? I made a tequila old fashioned with the Valencia orange, if you want to try it.
I'm excited.
So I did it the old fashioned way. I did not use a mix. I used,
the old fashioned way.
The old fashioned way. So I put an orange, and I put a lime in this one. I get an orange, a lime, and a Luxor cherry. If you ever had a Luxor cherry, they're like really like thick and syrupy.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, well, actually, I got like an off-brand that's cheaper, but I'm not going to tell you because I can't tell you what the brand is because I can't remember.
It looked really good.
Right?
And this is fantastic, by the way.
Awesome.
I don't taste the alcohol in it. What, you used fruit juice too. Didn't you put some fruit juice in there?
Yes, I didn't have any sour.
Mm-hmm.
So I used grapefruit juice mixed with a, just like a seltzer.
I like that little bit of grapefruit.
Isn't that yummy?
Fruit flavor in there.
Yeah.
I can speak. Yeah, no, this is really good.
Yeah. I was like,
I would drink this.
I drink these all the time. Mm-hmm. That's like my new summer thing.
Yeah, that's really good.
And you can go to any supper club or any place in Wisconsin and say, I want a tequila old-fashioned with a lime and a cherry. And they just look at you really weird, but then they make it for you.
Yes, I have discovered that as well.
I know. It's crazy. And they're delicious.
My favorite one is still the one at Blue. Because that's what got us started. And I feel like they just know how to do it correctly.
They do. So, but anyway, that's my drink. So what did you bring?
I brought totally different.
So you've been drinking these a lot lately?
Luke is into beer. He also likes wine, though, too. But so he's gotten me into, like, the fancy beers. So sometimes we'll run to the store and we'll look for fun, different flavored beers. Like the place on Ridge Road in Ashwaubenon, you can do like a six pack where you just have a single, so then you can try six different beers, which is cool. My favorite beers, though, are the ones with coffee flavor. So this particular one, it was funny. We had, we were going to watch the Bucks game, and I had bought, or I had stopped at the store because I wanted a coffee beer.
Yeah.
Couldn't find my favorite one, which is a local one in Green Bay. But I saw these, so I bought a six pack of these. And I got to Luke's house and he's like, you know, I bought you some of those. They're in my fridge. And I was like, oh my God, out of all of the beers, he picked the same one that I picked.
That's so funny.
But anyway, the company is Whole Hog and they're based in Stevens Point, which I appreciate the local beers. So when you look at their website, it says basically they want to be the best at craft beer. So they say if it can be knocked up a notch, we knock twice. And this particular one,
they knocked it up twice.
Yeah, I know that sounds funny, doesn't it? So this one is their Cuppa Espresso Stout, which the description on it is a smooth, malty, medium-bodied coffee stout marked by its toasty finish and rich black appearance. Handcrafted using a blend of roasted and chocolatey malts, Cuppa is then aged on espresso dolce and Sumatra coffee beans from Valentine Coffee Roasters in Milwaukee.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you got to try it. It's, I know your the beer, it does not agree with you, so just take a little tiny sip. But I, you really, my favorite is when you get up more coffee than beer, and I feel like this one does a good job with that. I get more coffee than beer.
I put a little on my lip, and I kind of num.
It's like a dark coffee with a hint of beer.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So these two, like, I feel like I could drink a lot, except for the stouts are very filling. Like,
yeah.
You have like two of those and you're like, I don't need to eat now.
Yeah. That's crazy though, right? You know, some people really like stouts. Yep. Really like the richer, but they don't drink more than one or
right.
two.
Right. Yeah. Because they are very filling.
Because they seem very filling.
They are.
And they're really dark. Like this looks like
coffee. Those are my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
When Luke and I went to Milwaukee a couple months ago when his sister was in town, we went to Sprecher, which makes root beer, but they also make really fun regular beers.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. And they have some that were infused or aged in whiskey barrels.
Oh.
And so they're like 12% alcohol.
Nice.
Of course, those were my favorite.
Of course.
But yeah, I feel like you get pretty crappy on one of those. But yeah, and they only, so you got a bunch of free taste tests. But for those, because they're so high in alcohol, you get like half the size
nice.
In your taster.
Nice. Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Sprecher just to try all their fun little sodas.
The guy that did the tour was super entertaining. I would definitely recommend it. It's inexpensive. And the kids, you could bring the kids because they have all the different sodas to try.
Yeah. Because they have like root beers and they also do like cream sodas and things like that.
Yep, and they have different fruity ones and they are doing ones geared towards adults that have like triple caffeine in as well.
I would like that. Yeah.
I did think about that. Yes, you do.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
So this summer has been interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How have you been doing with the whole summer?
I mean, like, as far as, how do I word this? Has it been kicking your ass like it's been kicking my ass?
Well, I guess it depends on what you mean by that.
Well, I feel as though I've been super busy.
Yes. And I have a theory for that. I was talking to someone else about this the other day.
Tell me.
That, first of all, I can't believe it's mid-August already. Mm. It's like August 20-something. Mm. No, I feel like because of the pandemic, you know, for a year plus, we were mostly stuck indoors or doing the same things. So I feel like once the world opened back up, then people were trying to, I know me personally, it's like, I want to live again. So yeah. Like every available opportunity, I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
Which means my house looks like a disaster.
Oh yeah, me too. My house is a mess, but hot mess.
I don't care because, again, we were stuck in our houses for such a long time that I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah.
And I just want to enjoy life.
Good for you. That's, you know what? I need to approach it that way.
Yes.
I just feel like I haven't had time for anything mm-hmm. at all. I just feel like...
Well, what have you guys been doing?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, well, I've been working a lot.
Yeah.
So lots of weddings, mm-hmm. lots of events going on during the weekends. So, you know, I've had quite a few off, but I've been working a lot of weekends. So that's kind of crummy. Well, like yesterday, the kids and I, we did a summer camp for Taekwondo.
Oh,
oh yes, my gosh.
That's right. That's by the, you couldn't come to the Packer game
yesterday.
I knew there was something going on with you and the girls.
Yeah, we were kicking ass. Oh my gosh. So I can now disarm people with knives.
I will not mess with you.
Yeah. So I got really good at it, actually. I was pretty impressed. I'm like, oh, wow, this is like just flowing. Like somebody would come at me with a knife. It was done. I'm like, oh, wow. Like your body like learns these things. I can now do a reverse kick way better than I did when I first started, which is one of those hard ones that when you're old and you get dizzy and you're just like, oh my God, I'm going to fall. And then, yeah, I was actually like knocking people down.
Good for you.
I managed to break a couple of boards, not just one, two together.
Ooh.
I know, which was really cool. Yeah, I got really good with the hammer fist, which is an interesting break. For boards.
Yep, mm-hmm. I remember that one.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got to do a couple of those. I did some, like, kicks and things. Worked on my forms.
How'd your girls do?
Oh, my gosh. We were each on our own journey. So I didn't really see them. Because there was seminars going on throughout the whole building that we were in. And they were just doing their own thing. Livy was doing judo.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Which I thought was crazy. Because, you know, that's not something that I would think she would be into. But she was really excited about it. Emily was all about kicking and sparring. And I did some sparring too, which it was kind of funny. So the instructor picked me to be his like person to work with.
Oh.
And I'm in full gear. So I have like all this padding and all this stuff. He's got nothing except a cup. And he's like, I want you to kick me. And I'm like, I'm barely touching him. He's like, no, kick me. And then he came and he like kicked me hard, almost knocked me down. And then so then I kicked him really hard.
Well, I feel like he had it coming at that point.
Well, yeah. And then he's like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. You know, I can block and I can do this. I mean, he's like a 6-degree black belt. He could handle me.
I suppose that's good practice too, you know, to have somebody coming at you because the situation arises where you do need to defend yourself, that somebody's going to be coming at you.
Oh,
you know, they're not going to be like gently touching you.
No. So, and yeah, that's another thing that I learned. I not only learned how to disarm someone, but I also learned how to block punches like in real life situations.
Nice.
Which was like really cool. I'm like, oh my gosh. And it's interesting how your body automatically flows without you even thinking about it. So that's what we worked on yesterday. But it was so much fun.
Well,
so
I'm glad.
And we've been doing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, oh, let's go and do a summer camp or let's go and...
You've done like some bike trips with Mike.
I did. Right? Mm-hmm. I went on a couple of bike trips with Mike. He's on one right now, but I can't do the day, like 5-day trips that he does.
That's just a lot.
Too hard.
Mm-hmm.
One day, I'm just like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. So, but what have you been doing?
I discovered M4 Wine Bar, which I really like, and I'm trying to get
everyone go there.
To. Yeah, it's so cool. I love the Art Deco style.
Okay, where is this?
It's on Broadway. It's like right next door to Aurora's Apothecary. Oh. Mm-hmm. And it's cute because they have a front bar, and then they have the bathrooms, which they refer to as water closets.
Okay.
And then they have a back bar, and then they have an outdoor area.
Really?
Yeah, it's very nice. And you can do wine flights, which I appreciate. But yeah, no, I feel like I've done a couple day things. I've been going to the movie theater again, which I missed and I love. We just saw the new Ryan Reynolds movie, Free Guy.
Oh,
I love
is it
Ryan.
Good?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I like his movies too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's just hilarious and not bad to look at.
No.
And of course, yard work. I feel like as an adult owning my own home with no one to really assist with such things, I feel like half of my summer is spent doing yard work.
Really?
Weeding, mowing the lawn.
Ew.
Weed eating, which I have cuts on my leg from the weed eater.
Oh, no.
It attacked me. And then I decide that I need tons of beautiful flowers, and I planted a raised bed garden this year, which was going really well. Oh, I should have brought you an eggplant.
Ooh.
I have strawberries I'm getting the second batch right now, but then there was insects. I don't know. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. Like, when I bought the house, I was like, oh, I love this big yard. And now I'm like, why? Why did I want a big yard? Because that's like an hour to mow the front and
back.
It's hard.
It's hard. I can understand this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mike's in charge of the mowing. He doesn't want me to mow. Otherwise, I'd be drinking wine and on the lawnmower.
Make it more enjoyable.
I think it would. Did I tell you about my raspberry bushes?
No, I don't think so.
I have raspberry bushes that were given to me, and I was super excited, and I planted them. Mm-hmm. And I planted them several times. Do I know why?
I feel like there's a story behind this.
Because the dogs.
Oh.
They think they're toys. They see me bury them, and then they pull them out and take off running. So they're all over the yard, and then I have to gather them up again and then try to... And I've even moved them. Like, I've moved them several different places.
You need a cage around them.
Wait, do I have to build a cage?
Well, I'm sure I could hook you up with a cage. You just need to show me the size of these things. Like... For example, I planted a blueberry shrub.
Okay.
And I put a cage just around the outside of it so the birds and other creatures don't get at it.
Oh. Kind of like a chicken coop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah. You could use chicken wire, too.
I think I have chicken wire. Mm-hmm. I had to use it to wrap around the big, giant mud puddle that the dogs kept getting into.
See? And it was effective, I'm sure.
Kind of, except whenever the... fence ended up in the middle of the yard because they thought it was funny. And they are sassy. I have the sassiest dogs. They just wreak havoc.
The cages, I'll have to show you what I use for cages, but I mean, you like stake them into the ground.
Yeah.
So it would be, I feel like, tricky for them. It wouldn't be impossible for them to pull them out, but they'd have to really want it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I did something.
What did you do?
I took down the trampoline with Mike.
Really? Why'd you guys take it down?
Oh, it ripped. Like, it was a hot mess. The dogs got on it. It got a big hole in it.
And your girl's sad.
They're super sad. But they helped, too. But that was, like, a big thing I did outside. It was sunny out, and it was hot. Mm-hmm. And I was outside. And I did it.
I detailed my car last weekend, which only the interior took me, and I'm not even exaggerating, like, 5 hours.
Shut up.
Yeah. So I used Armorall on all of the hard surfaces. I got into the little cracks of the vents.
How do you do that?
Oh my God, it's ridiculous. Again, why it took like 5 hours. Then I use a leather conditioner on all of my seats.
Wow.
And then I vacuumed all of the carpeting, like in between seats. I used little attachments to try and get in the cracks of the cushions. So it smells really nice in there. Oh, I had marks on the roof of the interior from hauling things in my trunk and then them hitting the interior. And then apparently I decided to put lipstick above my visor at one point. So I used carpet cleaner and I got all the stains off of the roof interior. It looks brand new on the inside. The outside still needs attention, but that was exhausting. And I was like, no, the exterior can wait.
Wow. That takes a lot.
It does.
I don't have that kind of ambition. I need to get ambition. Like, I have none.
I had the time, which is very rare, where, like, I feel like a lot of my time is spent with Luke or with Zach.
Or with me.
Or with you guys. that's my free time. Those are who I spend my free time with. But so he was busy. Zach was working. I think you guys were gone. So it's like I had hours to do something. And I was like, I've been talking about doing this for the last, like, 2 years. I've not done squat with my Jeep. So got her done, and I feel good about it.
I'm proud of you.
I think, yeah.
I get to return mine in a few months, so I'm not even bothering.
Oh, is yours a lease?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
What are you going to get instead?
Probably another Nissan of some sort. I really like Nissans. They're kind of nice. Okay. It makes me feel all luxe. I don't know why, but it does.
Well, it's pretty. I like your vehicle.
It's a Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Sport, so it's like kind of looks like a Murano, but mm-hmm, it like short.
Yeah, it's tinier. It's like tiny. My Jeep size.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like super cute.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to go with that again.
Okay.
I really like them.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Other than that, or I might go with the Murano.
Okay.
Because I want more space in my
trunk.
Yeah,
they're a little bit bigger.
Yeah, but the regular Rogues aren't as cute.
Okay.
I don't know.
You like the sport ones.
I like the sporty ones. Yeah. I like things that look like animals, and it looks like mm-hmm. like an animal. I bought
my Jeep because it had cute eyes.
Isn't that cute?
The headlights remind me of eyes. And also, my favorite vehicle of all time is a 69 Camaro. And the 69 Camaros had these beautiful round headlights. And the Jeep has those same beautiful round headlights.
They do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to... You know, it always changes because I was going to get a Honda last time around, and I ended up with the Rogue. But it was just because I just looked at a vehicle and I'm like, that's my vehicle. That's what I want.
Yeah. I test drove like probably 7 vehicles. I had no desire to get a Jeep. We went to where Shane used to work because I wanted to look at Dodge. And they had a Renegade, which is what I own, in the showroom. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah.
So I test drove it and I fell in love.
There you go.
It was not planned. So I think you should go to multiple different dealers.
Yeah.
Try a bunch of different things. Don't buy the first thing because that's easy to do.
See, but for me, it's usually the first thing is the one I want.
Okay.
It's kind of like the same thing with my wedding dress. Like I saw my wedding dress. That's the one I wanted. I went to different places. Ended up going back to that one.
Yeah.
Same thing with all the cars that I've ever owned. Like it's just like the very first one I saw. I'm like, yep, that's what I want.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's weird.
You just know what you want.
I do.
That's not a bad thing.
I don't think so.
I wish I was more decisive that way.
Aren't you, though?
Oh, my God, no.
You are.
No.
Aw.
Decorating my house was painful because I would literally, for like the first year and a half, I would buy things. I would get it into my house where I wanted it and be like, this looks terrible. I returned so many things.
Aw.
I don't think I'm ever going to change what's on my mantle because it took me so long to find things that I actually like on my mantle.
I think I'm going to decorate my house.
You should.
Because right now, because it's always been in like lived in mode.
Yeah.
It's never been in like decorated, like pretty mode. It's always been in like, this is useful. Mm-hmm. This pretty table that we have, we're just going to throw trash on it because that's what belongs there because we don't know where to put anything else. But I want something to look nice. Well, not only that, I tried the decorating thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is for those people who have kids. You know, you understand this.
Yes.
So I got this like really cute, like little, I don't know, it looks like one of those breakfast in bed tray things,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I love this. I bought it. And I put it on my living room coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is where our like little remotes are going to go. It's going to be super cute. Make it all fancy.
Mm-hmm.
I come home and there's like garbage in there and like discarded like ponytail holders and scrunchies and like throwaway pieces of like plastic. And I'm just like, that's not what that's for. Why?
I own one of those.
I know. I think you're the reason why I got it.
So I feel like I 100% understand where you're coming from. There was a point at the old house where I just gave up.
Yeah.
Because it was impossible to keep things clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have 4 people and a couple of animals. Yeah.
And you're the only one cleaning.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. So I feel like right now I am taking advantage of the fact that it's just me, Zach, and a cat.
Yeah.
My cat likes to terrorize and destroy things. So, I mean, that's a thing. But, it brings me, I don't know what it is about my personality, but it like is harmonious when things are in their place.
Yeah.
And I can keep things relatively clean and whatever mess is there, it's my own fault. I'm just going to enjoy this while I have it because I'm sure at some point someone's going to move in and
it's going to be a hot mess again.
It'll be a hot mess again.
Oh.
I'm prepared for that because I've been there before.
Yeah.
But the calmness of the relatively organized environment.
Yeah,
brings me joy.
And it's like not cluttered at all. Your house is not cluttered. It's like,
well, my kitchen counter looks like crap right now.
Oh well,
it's a loading dock of things.
Yeah,
it's the catch-all.
Yeah, yeah. That's how my whole entire kitchen is right now. But you know, that's another thing that we should make this like an actual topic. Mm-hmm. Is how can we like find balance to make our houses more homey versus, you know, the shit show that they are right now? Because my house is a shit show.
Well, and I do think you have to be okay with the fact that when you have multiple people and animals living in a house, it's very difficult and would probably be more stressful to try and keep it immaculate.
Yeah.
That, to me, is not, I mean, it's just not going to happen.
No. You know what happened this morning?
What happened?
So, okay.
I know you broke a jar today.
I broke a jar today. I did.
With incredible Hulk strength.
I know. That did happen.
It did.
But no, so this morning I got up. The puppies needed to go potty. So, you know, they ran through the screen door and it's a flap now. So
it's a doggy door. They made it into a doggy door.
It's a doggy door. So what I do now is like at night I close up that whole door. But in the mornings I just open up the glass door and I leave the screen so that they can go in and out if they want to.
Yes.
And then I can sleep in. Mm-hmm. I slept 10 hours. This. Ooh, I know. It was pretty amazing.
You needed it. Good for you.
I did. After the workout we did yesterday, yeah. I was like, I'm so tired. I slept so hard.
Good.
But anyway, so I wake up I get woken up at about 6 o'clock this morning after I got up and let the dogs out to a very wet puppy.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is a 55-pound puppy because Darla is 6 months old and 55 pounds now. And she's on me. She's covered in mud.
Oh, no.
And she's wet.
Oh.
And she's excited. And she's on my face and on my pillow and just trying to get me up.
Oh.
And I'm just like,
that causes me stress thinking about it.
I started screaming. I'm like, you're wet. You're wet. Get off. Get off. I'm screaming off the bed. You're wet. And then Darla is just like getting all excited because I'm yelling. And then she jumped off the bed and took off running. Sophie didn't know what to do with herself, so she just kind of like jumped off the bed. I know Livy got up because I heard her go to the bathroom.
She was like, what's happening?
Yeah, she heard the whole thing. It woke her up. So because I was screaming bloody murder. And now I have to like change my sheets again. Like I just changed my sheets. And now I have to like change my sheets again. And I'm just like, this is my life.
Yeah.
Muddy dogs.
Yeah, I have a funny Sunny story. He went in for his annual checkup at the vet, and part of his examination, they wanted to do a urine test.
Oh.
Which I'm okay with because Damien had issues, and so I want to catch it early if Sonny has any issues. But anyway, so they sent me, they felt around on him, and they said, well, his bladder's not full, so we'll send you home with a kit to collect his urine. So I was like, okay. So they sent me with a little baggie of sand. So I had to clean out one of his litter boxes, which, keep in mind, his litter boxes are humongous.
Yeah.
And one little baggie of sand I put in the litter box. I'm like, this is not going to work.
No.
So I left it in there. He has two litter boxes. So I put it in the upstairs one and waited a couple days. He played around in it, but never did anything in it.
Okay.
They also gave me a little syringe to squeeze the urine up. Supposedly the urine was supposed to be on top of the sand, and then you just, like, squeeze it into this little tube.
Okay.
And then you bring the sample back. So they had told me I needed to lock him in a room with it for a night. So I wanted to give him the opportunity to do it without being locked into a room.
Yeah.
Because I know he gets stressed when he gets locked in a room. So after 2 days, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to lock him in a room. So I put his food, his water, different toy for him in the laundry room because it's an okay size room. And that's where his litter box is anyway. So locked him in there for the night.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. The next morning, I open up the door. He had pooped in the box multiple times.
Aw.
He had peed all around the outside. So it was just like dried on the plastic litter box.
Oh.
Also on my wall.
Oh, no.
Also on the floor. Also on my laundry that was in the laundry.
No.
And there was little dirty poopy paws marks.
Oh, no.
I had a basket of white clothes.
Oh, no.
I want to say a good hour cleaning that room.
God, did you get the smell out?
I did.
Okay.
Thank God. Luckily, I have a vinyl floor in there, and I did a load of laundry immediately, spray and washed all the poopy stains, used Clorox wipes on the walls, but it was ridiculous, and I removed the poop, and then I was trying to, like, move the sand around to see if I could get any of the urine that was on the sides. I got this much urine.
It's, like, less than an inch?
Yeah. So, like, a half inch of urine in the tube. So I brought that into the vet, and I'm like, oh, no, we need a full tube. I was like, and she's like, I'll send you home with some more sand. I was like, the hell if you will.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm bringing him here, and you are going to extract that urine.
Yeah.
I'll never try to collect a urine sample from him again, because that was a nightmare.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's awful.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I would not have, no.
Nope. He was like, you lock me in a room, this is what you get.
You're going to get all the poop everywhere.
And the pee.
And the pee.
And the pee.
Oh my gosh, how awful. Mm-hmm. Aw. Oh. Well, he's so cute though.
He is. He is adorable and he's very smart.
And he's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. 50% of the time.
Oh no, he's always sweet with me. Even when he's like gnawing on my face, he's still so adorable and cute. I love your cat.
I love him too.
You know, I've been wanting to meet Sunshine's cats. But they don't like me.
The one of her cats likes me, and I don't remember which one is which off the top of my head.
Probably the Michael Berkey cat.
Probably.
So did you know that they have an Andrew Berkey cat now?
No.
I know. This is what Mike told me. So to our listeners, Sunshine collects cats.
She's a cat lady officially.
Yeah. So she has the cat that they call the Michael Berkey cat because he's just kind of, I don't know, he's a lot like Michael Berkey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know, outgoing.
He's chill,
and
yeah.
Chill. And
likes people.
Yeah. So, and then they have Tiny. And then they got this other cat, which I think is Tiny's sister.
Okay.
And so every picture that they get of this other cat, she's just looking lovingly at the Michael Berkey cat.
Aww.
Isn't that cute?
That's adorable.
I'm like, aw. So now they have an Andrea Berkey cat.
Oh, I love that.
I know. I want to meet these cats.
Yes.
I want them to like me.
Field trip.
I know. We're going to go and just like knock on the door and say, hey, Sunshine.
Wait, we just want to play with the cats.
We're just here for the cats. I know. I miss Sunshine. I miss
know.
Janelle.
I miss our group. We were before we came on air, we're complaining about that. It's so hard to get all four of us together.
It really is. Because we're very busy ladies.
We are. We all work.
Yeah.
We all have different things like outside of that. Little hobbies and we're small children.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, but you know what? This fall, I'm hoping that we can do more things.
You're going to Puerto Rico. I know that.
Yes. We're going to go to Puerto Rico. And we're renting a house, I think.
I mean, all of the options that I saw looked beautiful.
I thought so too.
Super jealous.
So I'm really excited.
Can't afford it, otherwise I would go.
I'm thinking I need to like lose weight or something because I'm feeling really tubby.
No.
But then I saw this TikTok of this lady who's super heavy but super sexy, and she just comes out of her house and she slaps all of her rolls together and she says, this is me. I'm going to go piss off people on the beach. And I'm like, you know what? I want to be that person.
Well, I know personally, like if I ever go to a beach, which it's been years, like I'm more concerned about how I look because I feel like we're all very self-critical. Mm-hmm. But like I'm not judging anyone else. I'm judging myself.
Exactly.
So just have to remember that.
Yeah.
You know, like nobody is worried about you. They're worried about how they look to you.
And you know what? Nobody wants to see a 42-year-old lady other than, of course, you know, Miss Angela.
And lies.
I don't want to see that on the beach in a bikini. I'm sorry. No, that's not a thing.
You are hot in a bikini, I guarantee it.
I am not. I'm the opposite of hot.
I bet Michael Berkey disagrees.
Well, he's kind of got these like really weird blinders on. Like, I don't understand why he thinks any of this is sexy. But apparently he thinks it's all really hot.
I told Luke he was sexy the other day and he looks at me and he's like, you're delusional. And I'm like, well, you should enjoy that delusion because, I mean, it's you're benefiting from it. So
right?
There you go.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Well, Michael Berkey is very sexy, even though he's like super pacey right now. So he sent me a naked pic.
Oh, God.
Well, it was just, he was just his shirt
off. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, he doesn't do dick pics, just letting you know. It was just his top. So he wanted to show me his farmer tan from being on the bike. So his arms are like bright red.
Okay, I was gonna say, does he actually tan?
I don't know. I don't think so.
He's a redhead for anyone that doesn't know.
Yeah,
I feel like he more burns than tans.
He is definitely a ginger.
My favorite memory of Michael Burkey in the sun is the Angelina Jolie lips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was out in the sun without anything on his lips. And they got so burned that they got ginormous.
They swelled up.
They swelled up, like, huge. I've never seen lips like that before in my entire life. Mm-hmm. It looked like he had, like, some kind of reaction to eating, like, crustaceans or something. Right?
Like Hitch.
I know. It was bad. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe your lips are that big. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it was just from sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
scary
crazy.
Stuff. I bet that hurts so bad, though.
He was in a lot of pain. He's learned from that.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so he was bright red and then pasty, pasty white the rest of his chest. I have to show you that picture because he sent it to me and it's hilarious. He's like, look at me. I'm sexy. I'm like, aww. Oh.
You're like, yes, you are, honey.
Yes, you are in pastiness. Yeah, he's coming home today. Yay. And he's like, I just want to just like sit on your lap. And I'm like, oh, is that Luke? You should answer the phone.
He's talking.
Answer the phone. Say hello. We should put it on speakerphone.
Hey, what's up?
We are still on the podcast right now, and you are also on the podcast.
Hi, Luke. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Say hello to our listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Oh, I actually heard that in the headphones.
I know.
What's up, honey?
Just seeing what you're up to. I'm done.
We're podcasting currently.
Yes.
I'm assuming we'll be done pretty soon. We've consumed our beverages. We've talked about a lot of random topics.
Yeah, we have nothing that was of real interest.
Well, just give me a ring when you're done, and we'll go get Sam's Club and get something for dinner.
Okay, sounds good.
You guys going to get something from Sam's Club for dinner?
No, we're going to Sam's Club to get some stuff, and then we'll go to dinner.
Oh, what's going to be for dinner?
I don't know. What are you cooking us?
Oh my gosh! Should I make food? I have watermelon in my refrigerator.
We could have a very healthy watermelon dinner. Luke is actually an excellent cook, so I mean, whatever he would whip up. I mean, it's funny. He'll just find random stuff in his fridge or freezer and make a 4-star meal.
Nice.
5-star? What's better? Is there a 5-star meal? All right, I will call you as soon as we're done with the podcast.
Sounds good. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
That was super cute. I was like, but can you get like dinner from Sam's Club?
And I two separate things.
I want to go to the Sam's Club now. Okay, so when I lived in Texas, Sam's Club was a thing, but I was like really young. I don't really recall what's inside of a Sam's Club. Is it like Costco? It is.
It's very much like Costco, except for it's way more industrial looking. Like it's very gray. And cementy.
Okay.
I don't like the, it's so dark. You would probably prefer it. You don't like the sun.
No, I don't.
I like how bright Costco is.
Costco is very bright. Mm-hmm. But like they have like different products, obviously.
Yes.
But
we're going to Sam's because we have a Costco membership and he has a Sam's membership. We both need toilet paper. It's a thing. I like Charmin.
Yeah.
And Costco does not carry that currently, but Sam's does.
Really? Yeah.
So that's why we're going to Sam's.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I would like to go into a Sam's Club. Yeah. I remember buying pizzas. That was my thing, like the little tiny mini pizzas at Sam's Club when I was a kid.
I will have to look and see if they still have those.
I don't know. It was just like little tiny mini pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I'm a little tipsy.
Yay!
Yay! Hey, listeners, guess what? We're going to go.
I'm going to go shop.
She's going to go shopping. I'm going to go raid the refrigerator and eat watermelon.
Watermelon. And have some more tequila.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad. I needed a drink so bad. I needed a drink and I needed a friend. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much.
You got both.
I know.
I love you.
I love you, too. So, listeners, thank you so much for spending time with us. We really enjoyed spending time with you. And we will chat with you later.
Bye.
Bye. This podcast was recorded adjacent to my hubby's man cave in the outskirts of Green Bay, Wisconsin. All of the Mommy's Sippy Cup Happy Hour music was written and recorded by yours truly, with vocal accompaniment by my wonderful children. Special thanks to the sponsors and co-hosts of the show, Janelle Beyer, Carolyn Shuffle, Sunshine Hopped, and Angela Hain. None of the products are sponsors of this show. We just talk about our favorite things. Please visit us on our YouTube channel, the Mommy's Sippy Cup Happy Hour. On Facebook, at Mommy's Sippy Cup Happy Hour, or shoot us an email at FOURmomspodcast@gmail.com. Oh, wait, no, that's Mommy's Sippy Cup.